Friday the 23rd of July, Yud Beis Menachemov. This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family Goldberg, Lila Nishmas, Kalman Ben Moshe, Zecher Livracha, Rabbi Yitzchak Firestone, Shavas Nachamu, the Nechama we find in Parshas Vaeschanon.
Good morning. The Emma says, I'm not new to the Torah way. Parshas Vaeschanon, Shavas Nachamu. And I spoke on the same Parsha last year. But last year was not so Tisha B'Av. Making preparation a little more difficult. I was going to say the same thing again, but then I remembered that Rabbi Yanki writes everything down word for word. I thought I'd better not say the same thing again, because you never know what might happen. So we'll start with something very similar to last year, but then go on to something else. The Pasuk says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoymar Elokeichem. And the Mefarshim discuss what the Nechama is in Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoyim Elokeichem. We just got up from Tisha B'Av, having contemplated, hopefully, and been spoiling a bit on the great Chalban of the Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael in general. And where's the Nechama in the Pasuk? The Torah goes on and explains what's going to happen. But the Pasuk Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoyim Elokeichem sort of encapsulates the whole Nechama. So the Vatim Lekotzka, and the Kotzka Kadakri, says one word. And the Kotzke says a word, Nachamu, I can be comforted, Nachamu, Ami, the fact that we're still Ami, the nation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the word Ami, Yoyim Elokeichem, is alone the Nachama. If I understand a bit what this means, what it means to be Ami, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'd like to be ma'arech a shtickle on the Kotzke's words of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoyim Elokeichem, and tie it in a shtickle to Parshas Vaeschanon, where we find the messages of Ami, and how we can have the Nechama with the word Ami. So I'll begin with the kasha we asked last year, and I'll start a bit of a different angle, and we'll go to another way. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Vaeschanon, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to go to Eretz Yisrael, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, Riavloch, Al Toysef Daba Eli, Oid Badova Hazeh. Kiyodua, as we started last with a medrash. There's a famous medrash on this pasuk, which the Mefarshim trying to explain. The medrash brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Tachanunim yedabei rosh, va'oshi yane azus. Tachanunim, plead, debate, or pleading, yedabei rosh, the way the poor man a rosh speaks in a pleading tone, in losh of Tachanunim, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, va'eschanan el Hashem, a losh of Tachanunim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam by saying Rav Loch Al Toysef Daba Eli Oid Badova Hazeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is called the Ashirei Shel Olam. The Medrash says Oshe, the Medrash no greater Oshe than Ribbono Yana Azus answers Azus. Azus means with strength, or even with the touching of chutzpah. Oshe Yana Azus. And before I'm trying to explain the Medrash, how Medrash can give such a title to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom. Oshe Yana Azus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is called the Oshe who answers Azus. How can the Ribbono Shel Olam be called an Oshe who's Yana Azus? So now we spoke about Mahalach. It's from the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin says, Amore de Kazakh. Maril Diskin, Bishulev Diskin says, and sometimes a poor man comes to a very rich man and asks him for a little matona. And you see the rich man getting very angry and shouting and screaming at him. And what's the Bore Manchenko team? What did he do already? All he did was ask for a few pennies, he asked for a dollar. And straight away he's already shouting and screaming. He says, the terrace is, the answer is, he says, when somebody has a doesn't want to give. A man doesn't want to give. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to give a fellow. And he feels touched by the pleading of the poor man. The poor man did a good job. And he was the tachanunim. It's a chit gebeten. And he asked and asked and asked. And automatically, as a defensive motion, he's not screaming at him, baffling him. You know, I'm not giving to you. Against like a shrine, I'm not giving to you. He says, tachanunim yedabei rosh ve'oshe yana azus. When you see the oshe being oyna azus, you realize that Tachanunim Yedabei Rosh, the words of the Rosh, the words of the Horaman, the words of the poor man, hit the mark. Because if it didn't hit the mark, there's no reason for the Osher to start screaming at the fellow. What did the fellow do wrong? All he did was ask for a little donation. He says, when you see Tachanunim Yedabei Rosh, the Osher Yana Azus. Says in Mishulei Diskin, when the Medrash is bringing out, the Ribbono Shel Olam shouted at Moshe, Al Toysef Dabei Elai Oid Badova Hazeh, we see Moshe Rabbeinu's words hit the mark. Moshe Rabbeinu's words was a Tachanunim Yedabei Rosh. It was a proper Veschanan Hashem. That's what the Medrash is trying to bring out. The Medrash is trying to bring out the level of the Tachanunim that Moshe Rabbeinu did. the level of Eretz Chaim and brought it out with the way comparatively to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the version of Tosef Tav Elai Oid Madlov Azeh, with the strength, with the Osher Yana Azus, one can see the level of Tachalunim Yidavei Rosh. And nevertheless, the Rebbeinu Shlomo stopped Moshe Rabbeinu going into Eretz Yisrael, even though there was a Tachalunim Yidavei Rosh. And there's an underlying message here, which the Mephoshim bring out. Why the Rebbeinu Shlomo stopped Moshe Rabbeinu after having such Tachalunim, after the level of Tachanunim Yidavei Rosh we discussed, why they stopped him going to Eretz Yisrael. And the message is as follows. And the Rechaim HaKadosh brings it out. Alam HaFoshim brings it out. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, and this we touched last year, we spoke about the quite by Yichas, I want to just skim it through this year. If he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been impossible to destroy. And this is the Gemara Saita, we spoke about the Barichas. The Beis HaMikdash of Master Yod of Moshe would have been impossible to destroy. So what? It would have been a good thing. No, it wouldn't have been a good thing. Because as we know, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash are only a mashkan for our Vedas. The Rebbeinu Shem took the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying Klal Yisrael. If the Rebbeinu Shem wouldn't have been able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been indestructible, then it would have been impossible to go along and keep Klal Yisrael as his nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu not going into Eretz Yisrael was, in other words, a comfort to us. We see the level of Ami, that we still stay the Rebbeinu Shlomo's nation. So the first few psukim of Parshas Veschanan are already a nechama. And nachamu nachamu ami yoyim alekechem. The fact that we see the starkness of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Rav Loch, al toysev elai oid badova azeh. And the Medrash goes on so far to call him Osher Yana Azus, to bring out the strength of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Don't let Moshe go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever happens. Because I want Klal Yisrael to stay Ami. I want to stay my nation. And that's the comfort we have from the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, right at the beginning. The level of Ami we are to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Chanuk Satoria says about the beginning of the Pasha, he says, the Pasuk says, Rav Loch Al Toysef Daba Elai Oid Badova Azeh. What's the Al Toysef Daba Elai Oid Badova Azeh? Because we know in the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara says, that, the Gemara Kedushin, the Chabbis think it is. The Gemara says, Omer Yoyma Eved, Ahamti Es Adoini, Es Ishti Ve Es Bonai Loi Eitze Chofshi. A servant says, I love my master, as Ishti, my wife, that the master gave me, as Bonai, I don't want to go out free. So there's a sugi over it, see a nirt, someone takes the Ebed, or takes the door, and a dela, so and a mezuzah. The Gemara Kedushin says in Oma Yoyma Ebed, Ad Sheyoyma, the Yeshana. Until he says, and he doubles over. He's got in Oma Yoyma, the Ebed's got to say it twice, at least twice. In order to be Mekayim Nirtza, the Ebed's got to say it twice. He says, the Chanukah Zatoyim in this week's Pasha, he says, the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Loch, Al Toysef Daba Elai, Oid Badova Azeh. Don't say it again. If you say it once more, it'll be like the Eved who said it twice, and I'll have to avodah ilo'olim, I'll have to take you into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rav Loch Al Toysef Daba Elai Oid Badova Azeh. Don't dare say this tefillah twice. And that was the Eved's what we're speaking about. The Rebbeinu Shem had to, by force, stop Moshe Rabbeinu, and order, even though Moshe Rabbeinu could have been right for this Koichas HaTfilah. With the great Koichas HaTfilah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Lashon of Tachanunim, he would have had the right to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem had to stop him. And that's the first message we see, a message of Ami, that the Nechama of Klal Yisrael is, that we're still the Ami of the Rebbeinu Shem. And that's the message of Tisha B'Av, and the message of Shabbos Nachamu, where we see the Inyan of Ami again and again. But there's something else in this parasha later on, which I want to I want to put the main base on this Inyan. The parasha carries on the end of the parasha and is a repetition of Kabbalah Satayra. And we see that Kabbalah Satayra is obviously tied in. We learn this after Tishvav every year. But there's one posuk in this week's parasha which is different to the previous Kabbalah Satayra and Parashas Yisrael, a chiddush in this week's parasha, which we'll see in Rashi, which you have to understand. The posuk says before Kabbalah Satayra, the posuk after Kabbalah Satayra says, is in Kapitel Hei, Posuk Yutes. The first Posuk after Chamishim. Es advorim o'eile dibba Hashem el kol kahalchem. These words of Aseres Adibris, the Rebbeinu Shem spoke to the whole kol. Bahor, mitoi cha'esh, ha'onon, bo'arofel, from the mountain. Koil godoil, veloi yosaf. What do these words mean? Koil godoil, veloi yosaf. So Rashi says, it brings a targum. Koil godoil, veloi yosaf. Metargaminon, veloi posak. There was a kol gadol, a great voice at Har Sinai, veloi posak, it didn't stop. The fishamidas boss of Adam, einon yechoyin ledaber kol devrim b'neshima achas. A boss of Adam can't speak all his words in one breath. Umidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einei Kein. Lo Yehoi Yepaisik. It was a clear problem to Yosef, a straight call, didn't stop. But Rashi speaks to a few words, and Rashi says, Mishavai Yehoi Yepaisik, Lo Yehoi Yemaisif, Ki Koi Lo Yechozak V'Kayom La'Olam. The Kodim of the Rebbeinishim is strong, and Kayom La'Olam. What do these words of Rashi mean? Ki Koi Lo Yechozak V'Kayom La'Olam. And what's the significance, Bechlal, of these words, Koi Godim V'Lo Yosef? So I saw the way Yosef is marich on it in this week's Pasha, Yosef Zunru Masalan, but he brings some others basically, I looked up a few others for him about it. The first one that says Pshat in Rashi is a Mairal. The Mairal in Gur Aryeh of Hanot says a Pshat in Rashi. I'll put the safe with me because he brings a few of the Rishonis. Koil Godel Vele Yosef. And he says, this koil, which didn't stop, the koil of Matan Torah continues. It wasn't a koil of Matan Torah that was then, and it stopped after Matan Torah. There's a koil of Matan Torah, the koil of the Rebbeinu given the Torah, that's how he learns up Rashi, that's koil of Chozak, the Kayom, the Oilam. This koil of Matan Torah is strong, and it's Kayom forever and ever. What's interesting to Mairal, Mairal de Kazachim. So you have to understand, what's the inyan of the koil of Matan Torah? I mean, nobody hears this koil. The koil of Matan Torah is Chozak, the Kayom, the Oilam. So Mairal says something, a few words, maybe I need that few of the shyness, I've written down a few of the shyness. Mayal says, the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hashpah of Torah on the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give the Torah once, and that was it. The Rebbeinu Shlom, we say in the bracha of Bikas HaTorah, is a noisen HaTorah. The Rebbeinu Shlom continuously gives Torah. He's continuously giver of Torah, constantly giving Torah. That's where Koil Godo below Yosef. That's what the Pasuk teaches us in this parasha. Matan Torah wasn't a one-off event that happened. Matan Torah is an event that happens constantly. The emphasis is a Mishnah. The Maral doesn't make the Mishnah, I don't know why. The Mishnah is in Pirkei Avos. Amar Rabbi Shul Belevi. Kol Yom V'Yom. Baskol. Yotzes Meha Choyer. V'Yimeres. Oy Lohem Lebriyas Me'al Boina Shel Torah. There's a Baskol coming out constantly, every single day. Meha Choyer from Ha Sinai. V'Yimeres. And so wakes up the people and says, Oy Lohem Lebriyas Me'al Boina Shel Torah. And according to Maral, it fits very nicely. Then it says, if you look into Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah, as Tiferes Yisrael says, it's an interesting chat. He says, if you go to Har Sinai around the area, he says, Chachmei geography, he says. Right, if you go to Har Sinai today in the area there, and you'll listen, you'll see, he says, there's tremors going on there, you'll find noises at Har Sinai. And he wants to say, that's the Baskel, which came out, he says, on a physical level. That's the Baskel, Sheyotzis, or Meha Chayiv. That's still there, so Baskel, this is the echo of the original Kol Meha Chayiv. But Maral definitely doesn't know that. Mairal learns literally, there's a koil that comes up every single day, there's a hashpah, the koil's not a koil, a physical koil, there's a hashpah, there's an influence, the Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly being mashpia Torah. Says Mairal, so what's the difference between now and Matan Torah? He says, in Matan Torah's times, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the ears to pick up this koil. He gave us the fine tuning, that we can go along, and we can pick up the koil instantly, to a level of nevuah. We only open up our ears to hear the koil to a level of nevuah. After Matan Torah, our ears were closed. We lost this fine tuning to pick up this koil, but the koil is still there. So what's the koil still doing there? What's the use of it? He said, anybody who delves into Torah, in any generation, kol masha talmud vosik osid leishchadish, was all part of the original koil. It's constantly the koil coming from Sinai, the koil of the mashpia of Torah, the koil of the evangelism giving, the giver of the Torah constantly, that's still going on. Ad hayom hazeh. And that's the koil godol velo yosef. The Shlom Tzu is a Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim is a singer of Abbasi, of Abakama, of Mitzia. The Teres Chaim is a very early Sefer. The Gemara in Bob Mitzia, Pehem Odbe says, interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Komi Shehu Talmud Chochem, or Benoi Talmud Chochem, or Ben Benoi Talmud Chochem, if he's a Talmud Chochem, his son's a Talmud Chochem, and his Eidah calls a Talmud Chochem, says the Gemara, the Torah is Machzeres Alachsan Yeshala. The Torah goes, and it goes back to him. He's sort of not guaranteed. He's now a generation of Talmud Chachamim. Not much guaranteed. But the Torah will be Machazeres Alachsan Yeshala. The Torah will go and seek its host. And I was just like somebody the whole time, and he's saying somebody a few times. When he moves to town, the next time he tries to look at the same host again. The Torah has been a host. It's been hosted by this family for three generations. The Torah will go and seek out its host again. It'll be easier for him, in other words. The Hashpah of Torah will be there. Says the Torah is Chaim with the same vault. He said, what's Pshat? The Torah is seeking out its host. He says, it's not the Torah seeking out this host. He says, somebody who's been tuned into this, somebody who's delved into Torah, He's been oisik b'tayra. He's received this koil at Har Sinai. The koil is there the whole time, he said. And the koil b'emes looks for somebody to accept the koil. The koil of Matan Torah, the koil of God of Melech Yosef, is there the whole time, looks for somebody to receive the koil. Is it the person who wants to receive the koil? And he's received the koil, and his son received the koil, his eidekel received the koil, he's been three generations, he's had this koil God of Melech Yosef. Then the Torah is mechazer es hanachsan yeshalav. The Torah goes and looks for him, and wants to seek the host again and again. And it's a similar Gemara we find the koil Torah the whole time. I want to ask the Gemara with this. The Gemara in Brachos, Kiyudua, says, as Kanam Sameach Chosin the Kala, Yizoicha to Torah. What should the Gemara? The Gemara says Kol Chosin the Kosimcha, Kol Chosin the Kol Kala, Kol Tzara, Kol Oy Mahoyda, Kol Tzvokos. It's Chamisha Kailas, and Yizoicha the Torah Shenitna b'Chamisha Kailas. Now what are these Kailas? It's an interesting thing. The Gemara says Kanam Sameach Chosin the Kala, the five Kailas, he gets the Torah, which Kailas. If you tell me, and he gets a Achvayis Rosh, a lot of Schar. What these Kailas? What are you receiving the reward? How can you receive a Kail as a reward? It's a very shvei one to understand. And once if you're not Samei Chosin Vekala, you're Oyva Chamisha Kailas. You transgress Chamisha Kailas. I mean, you can transgress. You can be Oyva Alav. You can be Oyva Nasei. You can be Oyva Issa Derabonam. But how can you be Oyva a Kail? What does it mean to be Oyva a Kail? Kail Sosin Vekal Simpa Kail Chosin Vekala. I also want to say that it fits very nicely with the pshat of this Torah's Chaim. It fits beautifully. The pshat of the Kail, Ramis is not someone say a Kail, Kail Sosin, Kail Simcha, Kail Chosin, the Kail Kala. A koil is something which is in the world a force, a hashpah. That's what a koil means. When you see a chosin and a kala, when the pasuk carries on, koil onim hoda Hashem tzavokus, it gives a person a certain chizik. There's a hashpah. The chosin and the kala gives a hashpah to the whole surroundings. And the same is if somebody goes and he doesn't utilize the opportunity properly when he sees a chosin and a kala to use it for to rise in avodas Hashem. He doesn't use it for the proper. He's over the chamisha koilis. He takes the chamisha koilis and ignores them. Then he's been over chamisha koilis. If he hasn't done it, then he's used the opportunity properly to praise the Rebbeinu Shloim when he's got simcha in the family, whatever it is then faket. He's gained something from the Chamisha Kodesh, and he gains faket as well. He gains the Torah shenit of the Chamisha Kodesh. He gains the same koil of the Torah, the koil Godel v'le Yosef, the Hashpah that's there constantly, will then be mechazeres al asan yeshalah. The koil is a force in the world, which is not a one-off opportunity of Matan Torah. As the Maral says, it's a Hashpah tmidi, the Maral's lashon is, of Torah which is given in the world. And Ramayla, the Moshe Maral is Kodesh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashbaas HaTorah Me'itay. It's the imprint of Torah, the influx of Torah constantly from him. Hu Yisborach Nikra Mekor Chayim HaMashpia Tomid. He's a source of life, which is constantly Mashpia. Rav Ba'is HaShah, that time was Naim Korah. He dug out ears for the Rebbein Yishlam, he tuned them in. They recovered HaShefa Shel HaDibah. Achi Kulam B'Madregis HaNavim. Our Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Me'oseh HaChoch Metomit. It's constantly being Mashpia. And I can tune into this Koil. Because we have this Koil constantly, it's possible to go and tune into the Koil. So much so, as the Torah Chaim brings in Bav Metziah, that for here, the same Gemara, Torah Chaim brings, that if somebody wants to tune himself into the Koil, he reaches Kamat the Madrega of Nevi'im. And he says in Roshan, Yom Shechara Beis HaMikdash. The day when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it says the Nevuah was nitla min ha-Nevi'im and given over to the Chachomim. Because if somebody delves into Torah, a Talmud Chacham that delves into Torah, he's zoicha to this Kol Nevuah. It's not someone's Kol, it's a Kol Nevuah. So how does it tie into Parshas Nachmu, Parshas Veschanon? How we learn now is very simple. The emes is, the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. The Gemara in Brachah says, Yom Shechorav Beis HaMikdash. Einoi la-Kodesh Baruch Hu en Adalat Amas Shalamachon. We've gone into Golas, Enoch and Amma. But we see from these Gemaras here, the Torah never went into Golas. The Shechina used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Shechina Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is in the Torah. We learn the Torah. We come together to learn. That's where the Shechina lies. That's where the Dan Adam Shal Alocha is where the Shechina is. And Memeila, the Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yom Alekeichem. We say a broch every day. Asher bochabonu mikol ha'amim, Asher bochabonu mikol ha'amim, Nosan Onas Teirosei. The Ami is a bochabonu mikol ha'am. The Rebbein Yishtoylam has chosen us from all nations. We are Ami. We are the nation of the Rebbein Yishtoylam. And he's rested his Shechin upon us with his Koil God over the Yosef, with the constant Koil that comes and is Mashpia on us. And we just have to tune ourselves into this Koil. The Kohen is there. The Ashpoz are there. The Madrigum Nevuah is there. The Yishtet and Teres Chaim. The Madrigum Nevuah is there. We used to go and tune ourselves into this. Isn't this a Merdek and a Choma? The Inyan of Ami, how the Kabbalah Satoria is a constant goal that comes to us constantly. That's Mamash and a Choma of Nachma Ami Yoyme Lekechem. But the Chayyim, in order to tune into this goal, we have to have a shtickle of Kabbalah Satoria. So on Tzirub, it's a shtickle of Ben Yoyna and others. Ben Yoyna says as follows. The Mishnah says, you do the Kamishna. The Mishnah says, Kol Shechachmosov Meruba Mimasov, Chachmosoi Miskayemes. The Kol Shein Chachmosov Meruba Mimasov, Ein Chachmosoi Miskayemes. One Mishnah. Another Mishnah says, Kol Sheiris Chetri Kedemes Lechachmosoi, Chachmosoi Miskayemes. Kol Shein Yeris Chetri Kedemes Lechachmosoi, Ein Chachmosoi Miskayemes. Now we know the Mishnah, Mishnah seems to flow. Kol Shechachmosov Meruba Mimasov is ein chachmosim miskayemes kosher masim rebu mechachmosim chachmosim miskayemes. The Benina takes the Mishnah literally. So how is it possible a person can have masov meruba mechachmosim? How can a person have actions that are more than his wisdom? If a person can only act according to his intellect, according to his wisdom, if a person's intellect hasn't taught him this, how is it possible to have a madrigal bechal of masov meruba mechachmosim? So we learn the Mishnah, so we fly through the Mishnah, we think masov meruba mechachmosim means he's not so clever, but he does good masov. But it's not pshat. Mechachmosim means he doesn't have the knowledge. So how is it possible to have a matzav? How is it to have a situation of masov merubin mechachmosim? His actions are more than his intellect. It's impossible. A person has the intellect to do it. He's obviously not doing it. Yiras Chet, it's the same kasha. I mean, it's the same you say in both places, the other Mishnah. You can't have a Yiras Chet before you know the Chet. You have to learn in order to know the Chet. So, Ben Yoyna, the Ma'asa Meruba Chachmosei doesn't mean that his actions are mamish more than his Chachma. It means he was makabal to do the actions. He was makabal upon himself. He said, begin the Ma'asa of Nishma. The Rebbe Nishma, the Klaus of HaSinai, first said Ma'asa, and then they said Nishma. And as they were makabal, they accepted upon themselves to go along and do the Torah before they actually knew it. And Ma'asa Merubim Mechachmosei means not that he does more than he knows. It means he's gone and he's decided he's been Mekabel upon himself correctly and forcefully, I'm going to tell you this is come with me. Then his Ma'asa become Merubim Mechachmosei. The Kabbalah alayim, the Kabbalah for Torah mitzvahs is already considered Ma'asa Merubim. And afterwards, when he learns about it, it's a different learning. That's the Merubim he says in a nutshell. But eventually, he leaves one word, the Merubim Kazakh. He says, when a person wants to go along and a person, no, he doesn't say the Moshla, I'm saying the Moshla. The person, the Moshla, has a computer manual. He has a manual for a complicated machine. And he wants to go along and read through the manual. Everybody knows you take the manual. If you don't have the machine yourself, you're not interested in buying the machine. It's totally boring. It's come up impossible to absorb the knowledge of this manual when you haven't yet bought the machine. You're still going through all the details, and this is button A, but even the diagrams, and I show you button 1 and button 2 and press this. If it's totally not the gear to you, you don't have the thing. It's very, very hard for you to go along and absorb the knowledge of the manual in order to read it. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the same thing he says. With Torah, if a person is mekabel upon himself, if a person is about to buy this object, he's about to buy this computer, he has an interest in it, and he knows this is the machine I'm going to buy, this is the machine I need, this is the machine I'm going to use, then the person goes along and takes out the manual, and it flows. This is Negea, so his Yom Yom is Tekadei. He needs this thing. He needs this machine, he needs to use it, and the manual becomes easy reading. Says the person decides before he learns Torah, this is a negeah for me, this is kehem chayenu v'ayi chameinu, this is the thing I'm going to need, and it's then chachmosa miskayemes. There's a portion of art, he says, it's chachmosa be miskayem, because this is a negeah for him, he's been mekabel upon himself, this is what I need, this is the Torah I need, therefore when he starts learning the Torah, automatically chachmosa miskayemes. Ma'asha'in came, if a person goes along and is ein chachmosa merubim mimasaf, okay, he goes along and he takes the Torah, okay, you know, he's learning before he's even thought about doing what the Torah says, and then it's not the gear to him. The Torah is like a machine, somebody else's machine. He's going to start reading the manual, somebody else's machine. He's not interested in Bechlal. That's the Masaf, the Chachma is merubim mimasaf, okay. He can't Bechlal go along and start comprehending what the Torah is going to do. So once he tunes into the Torah, the first thing he has to do is, that's the Gedas of the Benin of Masaf and Nishma. There's a Kol Godel Vele Yosaf. But it's up to us, Haskin Atzmach Alil Metayah, She'eino Yerushalach. A person is preparing himself to learn Torah and realize, even with this Kol Godel Vele Yosaf, and even with the fact that Torah is Machzeres Alach Sanya, it could be the Bonim, B'nei Bonim, and it stays in the Mishpocha, but there's still the Indian of Haskin Atzmach Alil Metayah. One has to prepare himself with the Gedda of Nasa and Nishma to understand first the Torah is Negev to me, be Mekabel upon himself, everything properly, and only then he can go along and be Zeicha to this Kohen Gadol Vele Yosef. And with that, you can be zoicha also, as we said before, so the ami yom alekecha and the devot of the kotzka. With that, we can see where the am of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We can be the bacha bonim ikon amim, but not the onus teirosa. We can be zoicha in the sinas atayra, the kabbalas atayra, which will ultimately be in the chama for the chavim. I'd like to finish off with one beautiful word of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim finishes the Amorah of the Kavod, which we also is a great chizik and a mechoma. And the kasha is, and everyone asks the kasha. The kasha is, you know, we've been through generations of tzaddikim nefloim. I mean, Chol Beis Hamikdash 2,000 years ago, and we've seen the mamish tzanoim, amiroim, rishoyim, achroim, gaoim. And kainat mezeicha given, nobody's mezeicha to the geula. And sometimes it gives us a bit of yish. How are we going to be zeicha? I was saying that the Mechome is Hakeh, the Ami, and the Torah. But their Torah is a much greater level, a much higher level than our Torah today. The Torah, the Shema, which they learned, the Talmud and Amorah, is incomparable to the Torah we have today. And the mitzvah which they did, how can I compare our Vedas Hashem to our Vedas Hashem of the three of the Kaveris? And nevertheless, we're having a Mechome here with the Torah and with the Inyan of the love that they've banished them to his nation. So the Vault of the Chofetz Chaim on the Torah and Parshas Emory. The Torah says in Parshas Emory, Ba'akoyinim ba'alavim b'nei tzadik. This is the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk there. The lashon is Shishomu derech Hashem. I think the lashon is. I need the lashon from the pasuk inside. And the Bnei Yisrael were toya, and the Bnei Yisrael were lost and were wandering away from me. The Kohenim and the Nevi'im and Tzaddik carried on guarding Mishmeres HaKadosh. They will be brought near to me in order to serve me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, says Kiyodua, and he gives a moshe, a long moshe of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says there was a certain wheat merchant, and the time before the Ma'apecha in Russia, before the Russian communism came into Russia, he was doing very badly. His wheat wasn't of great quality, it seems. And he was trying to sell wheat, and it wasn't going. Even though he sold at very cheap prices. He said, after communists came to Russia, this wheat merchant did well. Very, very well. And they asked him, how's he doing so well? In the good times, he did so badly. And the bad times, he's doing so well. He said, in the good times, there was an abundance of wheat. And my wheat wasn't of great quality. My wheat was very schwacher quality. So people weren't interested in buying my wheat. They were interested in better wheat. He's in a bad time, he said, after the fall of communism, after the build-up of communism, and after the people were buying wheat from the black market, he said, any wheat was choshev, okay, you get the wheat from the black market, everyone got the loaf of bread from the government, and anybody wanted to buy a strip of wheat, went behind the scenes and bought it, anyone was chopping any wheat, okay, so my wheat was the same quality as anybody else's, so if I kept the need as well. When there was a shortage, his wheat was worth it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Paket, Va'akoyinim v'anavim b'nei tzodik. Asher Shomrus and Mishmeres Mikdoshi besoys b'nei Yisrael me'olai. The Kohenim, the Nevi'im, the sons of Tzodik, they served the Rebbeinu Shem, and it wasn't fashionable. Besoys b'nei Yisrael me'olai, to him they were chosen to come and be Meshoros me. In today's world, in a world of Meidah, said the Chofetz Chaim, in a world of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a world of the whole world, is a world of chaos and Canaan, nobody's interested in serving the Rebbeinu Shem. Simtzach HaPoyidim, and he served the Rebbeinu Shleilam, it could be even though the Torah is not the Torah that was before. Even the Avodah wasn't Avodah before. But nevertheless, he still served the Rebbeinu Shleilam in their levels of Torah and Avodah to their utmost, to their best, and to their utmost. That's the Nachama we see. That's what the Rebbeinu Shleilam chooses Klal Yisrael, and fill in the Hein Tegadoy, to go along and be Menachamas with that which we're Ami. And as we said, we should be Zeicha to the Kol Gadol Vele Yosef. We should pick up this fine Kol Gadol Vele Yosef. We should tune into it. We should be Zeicha with our Kabbalah Satayah this week after Tisha B'Av, and after getting up from the ground on Tisha B'Av, we should see the Nachom and the fact, as the Kotzka said, in Ami Yom and Akechem, that we're still the nation of the Rebbeinu Shem, come with me.